那么，作为一个传道人呢，是非常困难的。
As a ministry for God, it is a very challenging for us nowadays.
但是我们相信，神既然是一个公义正直的神，他就痛恶那些不诚实说谎的人。
And I know God is a righteous God, and He hates and despises all those who lies and deceive.
有一点跟大家报告。
And I have something to report.
就是前几天啊，我有一点感动，我就跟老邱说：“嘿，我们来做一个开心小站。”
And a few days ago, I have this moving touch moments, and I asked Brother Jacks to do this Joy Stations program.
那个开心小站的题目叫做。真的吗？
The title of this new program from the Joy Station was Is it real?
看过这个真的吗？开心小站举手，我看看好吗
？Have anyone watched this? And I'd like to see raise your hand.
哦，没哦，谢谢。没有看过的，拜托你们去看一下。
If some of you haven't watched it yet, and I suggest that you go look at it now.
五分钟，但是非常。正是我们现在所需要的一个小视频。
In only 5 minutes, and it is a true reflection of what's going on nowadays.
然后再向大家报告一下。
And I have another report.
啊，这个开心小站现在不需要经过 YouTube， 能够直接进到中国的好几个平台，像优酷，还有腾讯，好几个平台已经进去了。
Okay, now there our Joy Stations is also available in other networks such as Youku and a few other networks that the mainland Chinese Christians or viewers are able to watch this as well, besides YouTube.
我相信神会使用这一个小这个小小这个开心小站的小视频。
I understand that. I hope the gods will use this message from the YouTube, the Joy Station, because it is a way to spread the seeds.
最后我要讲，就是现在既然是一个媒体的时代，是一个网络的时代，就大家一定要帮忙把这个种子撒出去。
And this is now is a multimedia generation, so I encourage you to spread the words as well.
好，我们再做一个祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的巴父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Our Father in heaven, we thank you for your blessing.
我们把以下的时间交给你。
We give you the rest of the time today.
请你的圣灵继续带领我们。
May your Holy Spirit guide us.
让我们看见这个属灵的征战正在美国激烈的在争斗。
And may you guide the spiritual battles in this United States right now.
纪念你
in your name.
因为你愿意万邦万族都认识你是独一的。
You are willing to all the nations to know you.
你是绝对公义的神，也是审判人的神。
You are an absolutely righteous God, and also you give us.
我们祷告交托奉靠耶稣
Pray in name Jesus Christ's name
Amen.
Amen
好我们把时间交给
And then the rest of the time will be with Brother Andrew
现在因为是分享的时段所以我会讲的稍微这个自由一点
Because right now is a sharing time and our conversation will be a bit more relaxed.
这意思是我可能必定很严格，我写的这个讲。
And then, so therefore, I would not be exactly the way my talking here. Maybe a bit challenging for the translator. 'Cause it's the whole world but pay attention on these elections. Is not just myself to pay attention, and I know in the people in China is also pay attention to us. Well, I know the message, very closed. So every day is our conversation now related to the elections. In this process, we continue praying. We know this election will affect the futures of the United States and the world.
秋林兄, 你要把前面的 laptop 要...
And then because all these things will affecting both battles.
要 unmute.
首先我想说这个每个大选是一场属灵的征战。
I would say that the elections of this United States is actually a spiritual wars.
并不是所有的基督徒都意识到这是一场属灵的征战。
Not all Christians realize this is a spiritual war.
我在美国跟一些这个美国教会的人一些沟通。
I spoke to some of the Christians in some faith organizations, and some of them don't feel this is a spiritual war.
他们认为这是两党的这种这个价值观、世界观的征战。
They only think this is only the battle amount to different secular core value battles.
Yeah, the battle of worldview, yeah.
Or different worldview.
那么我之所以说它是属灵的征战，是因为我们看到这个一方面啊，要按照神的旨意去做啊，另一方面却来却遭到啊，这个是。
And we know that it is a battles in between the spiritual and the darkness.
所以我们从这个先从旧约圣经当中，我们来。 来认识什么是属灵的征战。
Let's look at from the Old Testament to see what is spiritual battles.
我会从旧约当中举一些例子来说明。
I will come up some examples in the Old Testament.
然后我们来总结一下属灵征战的一个定义。
And then we will summarize what is the meaning of spiritual war.
So, 我们现在看一个第一个例子，就是摩西带领以色列人出埃及。
Let's look at one of the example from Moses leading the Israelites during the Exodus.
对当时的这个埃及王国来讲，这是一个很大的政治事件。
Into the time of the Egyptians king, it was a huge thing.
May I ask you how to mute this boy from laptop? How to mute the voice from laptop?
You turn down the volume.
Oh, 我听着对我说话。那么对以色列人来讲，这不仅仅是他们民族争取自由，脱离埃及这个为奴身份的这样一个政治抗争。
In during that time, is like a politics for the Israelites want to leave for the slavery environment.
更主要是在信仰上对抗这个埃及黑暗权势的这个属灵的抗争。
And then also is their faith rebel against fight against the control of Egypt.
摩西带领以色列人离开埃及这一个。 这个政治事件是整个神救赎计划的一部分。
And the Exodus is the saving of Israelites process.
所以当我们看到摩西要带领以色列人朝着按照神的旨意去做的时候呢，那魔鬼就借着法老王企图要拦阻神的这个救赎的计划。
And then as Moses followed the directions of God to take the Israelites out, and then Pharaoh, it was like guided by the devil to block the exit.
所以在这个政治事件的背后啊，是这个啊，神的一方面按照神的旨意，另一方面是要拦阻神的旨意的这样一种征战。
So in the view of the politics, and is one is follow the will of God, the other one is run against the will of God.
我们再看另外一个例子，以色列人啊，这个进迦南。
And then look at another example is like Israelites entering the promised land.
这在当时是一个军事战争。
And that was a military battle.
并不是所有的军事战争都是属灵征战。
Not all military battle is a faith based.
那发生在以色列人身上的这一个军事的战争就是属灵征战。
So in the times of Israelites eyes, it was a military battle. Because when the Israelites entering the promised land, then it is the will of God.
而且当了十二个探子去迦南地窥探的时候，那么他们看到迦南人长得都是人高马大他们就是很害怕。
And at the time they were entering the land, they realized all those people that reside in the area.Are giants and they are fears of this physical condition.
但是呢，以色列人要完全信靠神才能取得战争的胜利。
And Israelites have to have faith in God entirely in order to win this battle.
那么在这场战争当中啊，首先是要在属灵上征战得胜，才能在这个实体上得胜。
So in this battle, they have to overcome the spiritual battle first before they can actually win the battle itself.
那么再一个例子就是尼希米重建耶路撒冷的城墙。
Another one is I forgot his name. How do you in English?
Rebuild the wall of Jerusalem. Nehemiah.
Nehemiah is we're helping to rebuild the wall.
那么当以色列人就是在波斯帝国的统治下。
Controls of Persian.
那么这个重修耶路撒冷城墙啊，是一个实证的项目。
And then he repairing the wall of Jerusalem is a real real history.
但对当时以色列来讲，是关乎到以色列这个信仰复兴的。
It is concerning the Israelites returning back to the faith.
所以当他们在建立这个城墙的时候，就遇到了这个来自于这个桑巴拉和这个多比亚的他们带领这些人的这个阻挠和破坏啊。
So during the times he ran into different area of the rejects and the So in the time it's a sign that Israelites even have lost the nations, but that still chosen people of the Lord. And this the rebuilding this wall is basically is for the Israelites returning back to the faith and return back to God.
对，当他们想按照神的心意去做的时候，他们遇到来自于仇敌的拦阻。
So when they try to obey God and do according to God's will, and then that's when they see obstructions.
那现在我们回到来看这次大选。
And now let's look at the elections in the United States.
所以我们怎么来判断这个大选是不是属灵的征战呢？
So let's look at how can we consider this as a spiritual warfare.
从刚才的举的三个例子当中，我们可以总结出属灵征战的一个概念。
And we had that three examples, and then we gave you what is the concept, what is a warfare.
就是看征战的一方是否要按照神的心意去行。
And the battle is the warfare is going according to the will of God.
征战的另一方是否要拦阻神的心意。
And the opposite side opponents are they against the will of God?
从这个两位这个候选人的施政纲领和表现，我们基本可以看出他们要把这个国家带到什么方向。
And so, based on the candidates of this election, we can tell what direction they are trying to guide lead us to.
一方面代表了美国保守主义的立场。
One is a conservative.
另一方代表了美国这个现代自由主义立场。
And the other sides are the liberals.
美国保守主义所代表的是美国传统的价值观。
The American conservative group is about the core value of the American.
也是比较接近于圣经的价值观。
And also close to the teaching of Bible.
现在自由主义所代表的。
And the liberals, what they represent.
是所谓的进步主义。
And they so-called the progress group.
其实是要打破传统高举人本主义的一个价值观。
So they would break all traditions and they want to meet the individual's purposes.
也是从表面上看这个大选的较量是成为两种世界观和价值观的较量。
And the service is like different core values are having battles.
在价值观较量的背后其实是信仰的较量。
The core values in here, the background of this is also is the faith-based battles.
为什么这么说呢？
Why do I say that?
因为每个人都有自己的信仰。
Because everyone have their own faith.
你不是信这个就是信那个。
If you are not believing one thing, you are believing something else.
所以但基于福音信仰的价值观和非福音的或者非基督教的价值观相冲突时。
And no matter whether you're Christian or non-Christians, you have conflict.
So, 属灵的征战就开始了。
And the spiritual warfare began.
那么作为基督徒，你要么选择妥协，放弃你的基于信仰的观点。
And Christians, either you let go of your faith.
你要么选择坚持。
Or you stand your ground.
但你可能为此付上代价。
However, you will sacrifice.
举个例子。
Then, for example.
当一对同性恋者来。
Whatever LGBT couples come to your bakery and you are a faithful Christian,
你会不会有征战呢?
Would you have internal battle?
一定会的。
You would. I know for sure.
So, 表面上看是对于婚姻观的不同认识。
On the surfaces, maybe your viewpoint about what marriages.
其实背后就是信仰之争。
The background is actually your faith value.
同样，你对堕胎的观点，对这个性别认同的观点。
Same thing is abortions and sexual orientation.
都会涉及到你的信仰。
It is also will conflicting with their faith.
由于保守主义在婚姻在堕胎在这个性别认同这些问题上持守和圣经相一致的观点。
Because conservatives always have the similar cause like the Bible about marriages, about sexual orientations, we are very similar to what the teachings of the Bible.
现代自由主义高举人本主义的观点。
But however, the liberals are teachings individualism.
Humanistic. 他们高举人的自由在上帝的主权之上。
So because they held up the rights of humans, freedom.
所以他们持守的是是违背圣经的观点。
And what they select are against what the Bible is taught.
所以这场选举对基督徒来讲，就是成为在公共领域里能够为美国回归圣经价值观的一场征战。
So this battle is openly fighting back whether United States is going to return back to the Bible.
所以这无疑是一场属灵的征战。
So we know this is a spiritual warfare.
所以既然是属灵的征战，我们基督徒就不应该缺席或漠不关心。
So if it is a spiritual warfare, all Christians cannot just stand at the sideline.
所以我们看到在大选之前，有很多基督徒在聚集在这个华盛顿那边祷告。
And so a lot of Christians during this time, they went to DC to pray.
好像有十万人在那边祷告。
There are about 100,000 people there was praying.
同时我看到消息，这个说是欧洲有很多的巫婆也在祷告。
Witch. Oh, and also in Europe, I heard there's a lot of witches were praying too.
所以看这个属灵征战是非常明显。
And you can see there's an obvious spiritual warfare out there.
所以我们基督徒不但不应该在这次大选当中缺席
，and we cannot lack.
Not only we should not be absent in this election.
Okay.
As a Christian, yeah. 但是我们也不应该在这个其他的公共领域，比如说教育和文化的公共领域里缺席。
And so we cannot not be absent in this environment, these battles. We also cannot be absent in other public area, arena.
Yeah, 因为缺席就是讲这些这些公共领域干这些战场拱手交给对方。
And so when you totally withdraw, you literally gave up this war platform to the opponents.
目前我观察到的情况。
In my observation,
在这个美国这些公共领域，基督教信仰的这个价值观已经被边缘化了。如果我对美国了解不是很深入，你们可以纠正我啊，过后。
From my observations, the Americans faith base has been weakened, but my opinion is not correct, and I'll ask you to correct me.
So, what I mean is, Christian based value have been marginalized.In this public domain, yeah. 那么，那这种情况的发生不是一天两天的。
This kind of scenario is not only happen one day.
那这些基督徒的这个逐步的退让和不关心是有关系的。
This has a lot of things to do with the Christians showing careless of the world and gradually became to.What's happening today?
美国宪法规定，美国是以信仰上帝为本。
United States is a faith-based country.
We believe in God is the foundation of this country. Yeah. So, 那么既然是美国是宪法规定了，我们要是这样一个一个根基，那么我们在这个公共领域体现基督教信仰的这个元素那么就是应当的。
So in public, since we are given the rights to be God's in countries, and then so in the public, we have all the rights to be to publicize our faith.
比如说在公立需要祷告在圣诞节这个祝圣诞快乐。
Such as praying in the public school, and then also during Christmas time, you can say greet each other happy Merry Christmas.
但是现在因为自由主义的影响越来越大，用所谓的政治正确，这些都被禁止了。
So the liberals are getting stronger, and so they using the humanism, individualism, and then pressing the nations to not allow to using this kind of greeting.
但你可以在学校里教导马克思主义，教导社会主义这些没有问题。
And on the other hand, they are saying that it's okay to teach Marxism in school.
所以美国的教育和文化界、知识经营界早已经是自由主义这个控制的这个天下了。
So the education arena is controlled by the liberals long ago.
所以说，如果我们基督徒不在公共领域里发声，那么将来你要想让你的孩子不受这些公共领域这些非基督教思想的影响，那么你只能让你的孩子去私立的基督教学校。
So anyone didn't want the children affected by this liberal mindset in the education, so they will the only choice they will have to send the children to the private school.
这一部分原因是我们基督徒自己本身没有在这些公共领域里面。来征战的一个结果。
It is because Christians fail to battle in this public arena.
我们看今天的这个主流媒体都是对这个左派这些进步主义、自由主义他们所控制。
So we notice also that nowadays the main streams media so they all are dominated by the liberals.
那为什么没有基督徒来在办这个媒体？
Why are there no Christians hosting this kind of media?
我看到现在在这个媒体在这个YouTube 上这个在这个非主流媒体当中比较办的比较有点影响力的其实 是法轮功的媒体。
And I noticed the most effective multimedia and using YouTube and other things, the only organization I have known is the Falun Gong.
Falun Gong.
Falun Gong.
Yeah. 所以基督徒应该有参政议政的这个意识。
So I think Christians should have involve politics.
那么现在我谈一下这个属灵在属灵征战当中基督徒他的征战的目的。
Now I would like to talk about the purpose of Christians to involve in spiritual warfare.
那基督徒在这个征战当中他的目的是和非基督徒是不一样的。
The Christians purpose to involve in the spiritual warfare is different from non-Christians.
我们的目的只有一个。
Our purpose has only one.
见证福音，荣耀上帝。
We want to spread the gospels and glorify God.
因为耶稣基督从死里复活以后，他给我们基督徒一个最大的使命就是传福音。
Because when Christ died for our sins, the main biggest commission that God has for us is spread the gospel.
所以我们在这个马太福音二十八章十八到二十九啊，十八到二十节的时候，我们看了经文是这样说的。
So in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20, said this way.
我这里经文为了节省时间，我经文不读了，我只读其中一句。
I'm not reading the entire thing, but the part of it only.
你们要使万民做我的门。
You need to make the nations to be my gospel.
Make the nations my gospel.
然后在使徒行传一章八节这个耶稣对他的门徒说你们要做我的见证。
And in Acts, he told his gospel, say you need to be my witness.
那这两处经文是耶稣在同一个场合同一个时间说的。
He spoke both of the scriptures right in the same time.
这表示我们基督徒在一生在这世上最大的使命就是要传扬福音做耶稣基督的见证。
So it's saying that all of us Christians' biggest commitment is battle in this warfare.
但是我们往往对传福音有一个非常狭隘的一个理解。
However, we have this really childish thought.
Narrow understanding of what the meaningTo preach gospel, okay. So, 传福音不是简单把耶稣基督被钉十字架为我们赎罪从死里复活这样一个称义这个教义重新再叙述一遍。
So, spreading gospel is not just merely saying that Christ died for sin and save us from the. Sorry.
It's fine.对没？所以无疑当我们需要传这样的福音，就是说耶稣他为了拯救我们罪人他被钉死在十字架上，然后他也从死里复活，我们需要传这样的一个福音。
Yes, we do need to spread this basic ideas about God died for us and resurrected for us.
但然而我们在传福音的时候，我们更需要。用我们的生命，用我们的言行，见证什么是福音。
However, we also need to witness our spread of gospel by our behavior, our words to witness for God.
那我们见证什么是福音，是在我们这个生活和工作的领域，包括公共领域当中体现出来的。
So how we witness ourselves in our everyday life, including our public life.
好，我们来看一段经文，是保罗在腓立比书一章二十七到三十节。
And then also another scripture is Paul written on Philippians.
一章二十七到二十到三十节。
Chapter 1:23-30. 27-30. 27-30.
只要你们行事为人与基督的福音相称，叫我或来见你们，或不在你们那里，可以听见你们的景况，知道你们同有一个心志，站立的稳，为所信的福音齐心努力，凡事不怕敌人的惊吓，这是证明他们沉沦，你们得救都是出于神，因为你们蒙恩，不但得以信服基督，并要为他受苦。你们的征战就与你们在我身上从前所看见所听见的一样。
Philippians chapter 1 verse 27-30 says this way, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then when I come and see you all, only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the hope, in the one spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel.Without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you, this is a sign to them that they will be destroyed, but that you will be saved, and that by God, for it has been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Since you are going through the same struggle, you see, you saw I had, and now hear that I still have.
保罗在这里提到行事为人与基督的福音相称。
And Paul mentions that you need to conduct yourself in a manner worthy of the gospel.
就是指我们在生活和工作中是否活出了福音，是否见证了福音。
It is saying that is how we are living up everyday life and in public life, whether we are worthy for the gospel.
当我们这样做的时候，肯定会来自于这个世界的对我们的挑战。
So when we are able to do this, is how the world challenges us.
So 在第三十节，保罗提到你们的征战。
And in verse 30, then it's talking about struggles for ourselves.
所以显然是指。
And then saying that's the struggle for the gospel. And as we are struggling for the gospel.
是为了让基督的生命透过我们。
We have to let the Christ go through us, the Spirit go through us.
在我们的生活和工作以及公共领域当中活出来。
And so we are able to live our life in the public and in everyday life according to Him.
所以这是我们在公共领域当中征战的一个根本目的。
This is the purpose of our public warfare.
所以我们来再来看这次美国大选。
And then let's look back to the elections again.
不在于谁做总统。
No matter who is going to be the president.
而在于在这过程当中，我们是否做出了与信仰相一致的选择。
So are we selecting the unified choice according to the Holy Spirit?
那么我们投票支持候选人的依据是基于圣经，还是基于我们个人的喜好
？When we select the candidates, do we select according to our personal likeness? Preference. I'm sorry.
Yeah, preference. Yeah.
Personal preference.
那我们如何对待选举中出现的不公正？
How we face the unfairness of the results?
我们如何接受选举的结果？
How we accept the results of the election?
我们如何对待那些意见和我们不一致的人？
How do we treat those who have different opinions?
当对方用刻薄的话来骂我们的时候，
When those people who scold us with degrading words,
我们是否用同样的话来回敬他们？
Do we respond to them accordingly?
So, 我们在这些事情上的这个态度和行为。
And we, in all these things, that's what is our attitude and behavior.
都反映出我们是否在见证福音、见证基督。
And we is always reflecting the ability to witness for the gospel.
在八号早上的时候。
in the morning of the 8th of this month.
我看到国务卿蓬佩奥发了一个推。
I saw a message from the Pompeo.
Yeah, Pompeo, yeah.啊，他说我们行善不可伤志，若不灰心，到了时候就要收成。
Okay.
这是加拉太书六章九节 ，Let our Lord grow weary of doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up. 说这是我们这个基督徒对待大选应有的一个态度。
That is the proper attitudes of all Christians to face to in Christ.
虽然我们盼望我们支持的候选人能够当选。
Of course, we hope that the candidate we support will be the president.
但那不是我们最终的盼望。
But that is not our ultimate hope.
也不是我们最终的目的。
It is not our ultimate purpose.
我们最终的目的是在这过程当中。
And our purpose is the process itself.
我们遵从了神的旨意。
That we follow the will of God.
荣耀的基督。
And glorify God, Christ.
我们最终的盼望是。
Our ultimate hope.
就是主祷文所祷告的。
Just like our
prayer.
Our Lord's prayer.
主啊，愿你的国降临。
May your will
May your kingdom come.
May your kingdom come.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。May your will be done on
earth as in heaven. Yes.
这是我们最终的盼望。
That is our ultimate hope.
所以，即使我们想选中的候选人没有当选，我们也没有失去我们对基督国的盼望。
And even the candidates that we hope to win the seats, but We are not going to lose our hope to the kingdom.
所以我们作为上帝的选民，我们最根本的盼望是基督的国。
And as the people of God, our ultimate hope is for the kingdom of God.
所以我们再来看一段经文，以赛亚书九章六到七节。
Let's look at the book in chapter Isaiah.Chapter 9,
verse 6 to 7. 应有一婴孩为我们而生，有一子赐给我们，政权必担在他的肩头上，他名称为奇妙策士，全能的神，永在的父，和平的君，他的政权与平安必加增无穷，他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平公义使国坚定稳固，从今直到永远，万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
In Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6 through 7, For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.Of the greatness of his government and peace, there will be no end. He will reign on David's throne and over his kingdom, establishing and upholding it with justice and righteousness from the time on and forever. The zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
所以先知宣告，上帝已经为我们预备了一位智慧、全能、永在的君王。
So the prophets already told us that God will send us someone who is be forever in our kingdoms and our prince.
他远胜过在这个世上我们所选出来最任何一位我们认为最好的君王。
And he will he's the only one who win the ultimate war.
所以他要用公义和公平治理万邦。
He will use just and righteousness to govern all nations.
那么他所赐的平安和政权要存到永远。
And he will have the let's see the he will have peace and to reign the
His governance will last forever.那我们知道，那么这一位君王已经诞生。
And we know that this king already been born to us.
啊，他从死里复活的时候，啊，已经得到了啊，天上和地上所有的权柄。
In his time of resurrection, he's already, received all the, powers to this whole nations.
那么他已经将我们的身份啊，从这个黑暗世界的这个国度迁到他爱子的国度。
He already have left our status to be his loving children.
所以我们的身份已经是上帝国度的子民了。
We are therefore is the people of the God's kingdom.
所以我们真正盼望等候的是耶稣基督的再来。
And so we, our only hope is waiting upon the return of Christ.
到那时候，这个世上的国
and the kingdom of this world
要成为我主耶稣基督的国
will become the world, the kingdom of Jesus Christ.
那么这并不是说我们在这个世上，我们就被动的等着上帝的国来到就好了。
So it's not because of that we were passively waiting for the returns of Jesus Christ.
反正这个世界越来越败坏了嘛。
Because this world is going to be corrupted.
我们只要过好我们自己的生活，分别为圣就好了。
Why don't we just isolate ourselves and make us holy?
这是很多基督徒的想法。
That's all, a lot of Christians think that way.
分别为圣不是离开人群。
Being isolated or from all the others to be holy is not to actually quarantine yourself.
不是离开世界。
Is not like a separate from the world.
因为主说我没有要你们离开世界。
Even yes, because Christ told us to leave this world.
相反，分别为圣是走进人群。
And actually, to separate yourself to be holy is actually you need to enter the people in the crowd.
走进人群做什么？
So what are you doing when you're entering the crowd?
耶稣说你们是世上的光和世上的盐。
Because Jesus told us we are the light and salt of this world.
你不走进人群，你怎么成为世上的光和世上的盐？
If you don't enter the crowd, how would you become salt and light?
光是照亮别人的。
Light to light up others.
盐是腐败的。
Salt is to keep degradation.
居然竟把这个世界在道德在急速的下滑。
Society, the moral is totally corrupting.
神给我们的一个责任仍然是做成为光和盐。
And God gave us the responsibility to be a light and salt.
所以说我们在这个公共领域当中，我们为捍卫信仰而征战的时候，这就是做光做盐嘛。
So in the public environment there, we continue witness for God.
我们做光，我们成为光和盐，那就是为耶稣基督做见证。
So we become light and salt and then become the witness of God.
所以怎么这个肯定跟福音是有关系的。
So it has a lot of things to do with the gospel.
然后我们再看一下征战的方式。
So the method of our battles.
我们征战的方式也是和世人不一样的。
And our, the means of the fight are different from the secular people.
所以以弗所书第六章十到十八节就告诉了我们基督徒应当怎样打这一场属灵的征战。
Ephesians in chapter 6 and verse 16 to 18 is telling us how to do this secular battle.
Yeah, verse 10 to 18.
Verse
10 to 18, sorry. 这时间,
and then because of time, I will not read the whole scripture.
那么在这里啊，我们讲到这个征战的方式啊，一个不是凭血气。
The means of the fight is not through our physical and emotional.
Not by flesh and blood. 就是，而是穿戴神所赐的全副军装。
But by the wearing the armor from God.
The armor of God.
Yes.
那首先我们要认识我们征战的敌人是谁。
So first of all, we need to know who is our enemy.
那个敌人不是那个看得见的敌人。
The enemy is not the one we can see.
是看不见的敌人，真正的敌人。
Is actually the one we cannot see.
那么这里，以弗所书告诉我们说，我们
不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政掌权的、管辖着幽暗世界的以及天空属灵界的恶魔征战。以弗所书六章十二节。
In Ephesians chapter 6, 12 already said, and we are not fighting those with flesh and blood, but those in the spirit.
So, 这里的执政的、掌权的，是指灵界的那些黑暗的势力。
Those in power are the one who is in the spirit.
就是撒旦和他的差役。
Just like the servant of Satan.
并不是指世上的那个看得见的执政掌权者。
Not those you can see in the world.
虽然他们的行为正在抵挡神，
and even though they are there to fight against God,
但他们背后是被这个黑暗的势力所影响、所操纵的。
At the background, they are actually controlled by the spirit.
什么叫凭血气呢？
What is relying on our flesh and blood?
就是凭自己的肉体，凭自己的血性，这样去抗争。
And it is you are relying on your physical body, and you rely on your own emotional to fight these battles.
一个简单的例子。
For example.
当犹大带人来捉拿耶稣时。
So when Judah brought the guard to arrest Jesus Christ.
那跟随耶稣的人当中有一个人。
And one of the person who followed Christ,
他就拔出刀来，
he pulled out his saw,
将大祭司的仆人的一个耳朵削掉了，
and cut off one of the ears from the guard.
那这是凭血气征战，
and that is fighting with your own flesh and blood.
那在以弗所书六章十二到十八节又给我们列出了详细的我们属灵征战所要采取的方式。
So in the Ephesians Chapter 6, verse 12, all the way through 20, and actually lists out the different way of spiritual battle, the way to do it.
我告诉我们要穿戴神所赐的全副军装来面对这样的一个属灵征战。
It reminds us we must wear the armor from God to fight in this battle.
So, 为了节省时间，我把这个以弗所书六章十二到十八节他的一个
And I do a summary for this group of how you use the word the armor from God to fight.
你们回去可以对照圣经看看我这个概括是不是符合这段经文的意思。
You can review the Bible when you have times after I finish this.
那么在征战的这个开始，首先要确定我们是否站在真理一边。
First, when you're doing the fights, you need to figure out if you are standing on the side of the truth.
所以我们有真理束腰，我们就不要惧怕，要站立得稳。
If you have truth to tie you as a waistband, and you know you will be able to stand firm.
第二呢，我们要靠着基督的义，而不是我们自己的义。
And do you have the righteous from Christ, but not the righteous of ourselves?
因为仇敌会在道德上诋毁我们。
Because the enemy will defeat us.
我们需要有义行，但是我们的义行，我们的道德是不完美的。
义行
the righteousness.
Okay, yeah. we must have righteousness of our own. Is not good enough.
Our own righteousness is not perfect.
And the third, we must have the peace coming from the gospel.
那第四，在我们遇到这个仇敌对我们猛烈攻击的时候，看似他们要得胜的时候，我们这时候需要的是信心。
So as we are fighting and the vision and the souls that spirits may the evil spirits may be winning, but yet we have internal peace to know that we we're going to win ultimately.
所以第五呢，我们要站在耶稣基督救恩的根基上，这是对我们最好的保护。
And then the fifth one is we are standing on the firm ground of the salvation of Christ.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为耶稣说那杀身体不能杀灵魂的不要怕他们。
And so Christ told us, those who can only kill your body, you have no fear of them because they cannot kill your spirit.
第六，我们讲神的道存在心里面。
And number six is we need to have the road, the word of God.
我们有神的道存在心里面，我们才能识破魔鬼的诡计。
So if we have the words of God in our hearts, we'll be overcome all this trickery from the Satan.
那么第七，我们要完全依靠主来打这场属灵的征战。
And number seven, we need to fully rely on God to fight this battle.
我们是否依靠主去看我们是不是有没有在祷告？
If to figure out whether we rely on God or not, we know if you pray for it or not.
所以在属灵的征战中，祷告不是可有可无的。
Praying for the fight is not something you can go without.
So in spiritual warfare, the prayer is not something you can have or not.
It's not something.
Yeah, 而是不可缺少的。
And it's not something you can go without.
It's, yeah.Okay, 所以我们最后征战的这个结局
at the final way in the, of the battles、
啊、就是为基督打了美好的仗、嗯、
to have a beautiful battles for Christ.
所以绝大多数人关注的是征战的结果究竟是哪一方赢了。
So some people may pay attention to who won the battles.
所以我们看结果，我们但是我们看结果的标准是跟世人不一样的。
However, when we look at the results, our standards are different.
那世人是看哪一方获胜，我们是看神
有
没有获胜。
The world look at who won, and then, but the God look at this
神有没有得荣耀。
That God's name got glorified.
基督有没有被见证出来。
The Jesus Christ's name were testified and witnessed.
所以当基督被钉十字架的时候，法利赛人、撒都该人和叙利党人他们都在欢呼胜利。
So when Jesus Christ was put on the cross and all the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they all were praising and were excited and celebrating.
但基督被钉十字架是上帝旨意的成
就。 But Christ being put on cross is the will of God.
是得胜魔鬼撒旦最关键的一步。
Is how we the critical point to win over the battle with Satan.
所以我们在这一场的这个公共领域的属灵征战当中是看我们是不是已经为基督打了那美好的胜仗。
So in this public battles, do we fight a good war for Christ?
我们有没有荣耀了他的名？
That we glorify His name.
如果我们已经这样做了，我们就成就了上帝在我们身上的旨意。
If we had done that, we already accomplished the will of God.
最后，我用这个《提摩太前书》四章七到八节来做一个总结。
And at the end, I would like to use the First Timothy chapter 4:8.
保罗说：“那美好的仗我已经打过了。
”And Paul, sorry, go ahead.
当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是按着公义审判的主到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。
Sorry, I don't have the scripture in front of me.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, there you go.
你们带前书四章七到八节。
Okay, 前书四章七到八节。
嗯。
I'm sorry, I don't think this is the same scripture you read.
嗯。
Yeah.
提到后书对不起，后书。
Okay.
对不起。
Okay. So that doesn't sound right.
Wrong typing, okay.
Yeah. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearance. This is in the 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7 to 8.
所以愿主的话在这里能够提醒我们激励我们在这个公共领域当中我们愿意为主打了美好的胜仗我们把一切的结果交给主。So
may his words remind us and also encourage us that our battles is a good testimony and glorify for him.
所以不论这个大选的结果如何,
so no matter how the results of this election,
我们的盼望没有失去,
we hope that we have not lost.
我们的喜乐也不应该失去,
and our hope and our happiness were not lost.
因为我们相信耶稣一定会再来,
because we trust that God will, Christ will return.
世上的国一定会成为我主耶稣基督的国,
the kingdom of world will belong to the kingdom of Christ.
好的，我先分享到这里。 我们给大家提一些问题。
And that's all my sharing.
时间不够了。
Give you some time. Okay. We don't have enough time now.
好，谢谢周传道给我们的分享。
Thank you very much, brothers, Andrew.